This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. And we're going to go out there in just a second to our buddy Johnny Avello, DraftKings Director of Sports Operations. Dibs, you need a slump buster.
I do. We had him on. I was 16-4 and... Well, I'm not 16-4 anymore.
No. He told you months ago was not going to keep up.
He might have been the mush, but I won't say that to him.
and it has not kept up. So, yeah, that's part of the reason. Johnny, we want to know about the Niners and the NFL, but also, like, do people ever come to you for advice like, man, I'm on a cold streak. What do I do about this? Dibs is in a cold streak right now.
What do I know, Mark? I'm an odds maker. That's me. Odds makers are no better at handicapping than the average person. I mean, I'm good at making a number on any game to get two-way action. That doesn't qualify me to pick winners. So when they come to me, I say, I can't help you.
But you could tell us where, as we like to call it, the sharp money is. So, for example, Bucks minus 5.5 tonight. Where's the sharp money? What does Vegas want?
Well, really no sharp money on this game because we opened 5.5. We're still at 5.5. If the sharps are on anything on this game, it's the under. They were able to get a better number, 44.5 early, and now 43.5. But I don't see any sharp money on this game tonight. I mean, can't say any, but not an abundance of it.
Are Thursday night games more likely to be unders? It feels to me as an amateur, and boy, am I ever an amateur, Johnny, but feels to me like Thursdays tend to be more under heavy.
You always have to look at the matchup. You know, if you've got two teams that can score and it's going to be a dry field, defenses aren't that good, that's when we're going to get the money bent on the over. I wouldn't say that Thursday night games more have gone under than over. I would say that's pretty close. I mean, there have been some of these Thursday night games that have gone way over. So, I wouldn't say Thursdays are an under at this point.
Johnny, I want to talk to you about the Niners Super Bowl odds. This entire market is trying to figure out, are the 49ers, even minus their best defensive players, are they an actual contender at 9-4? So, first, let me let you answer that. Do you guys see the Niners as a realistic contender?
Well, I see them as a contender because they're probably going to make the playoffs. You know, they've got a 90% chance of making it now. They got a soft game this week. Yep. The schedule going out's not too bad. Still in contention for the division. And they're going to be chased by the Bears and the Lions and possibly the Panthers. So, I think they're a contender because they can make it. And when you look at the whole body of work from everybody in the NFL, is there anybody that really blows you away?
No.
Exactly.
So here's my question. Maybe you can shed some light on why the Super Bowl odds are the way they are right now. I'm looking at 10 teams that apparently have better odds than the 49ers to win the Super Bowl. I understand most of them, but Jacksonville, Johnny? And Detroit as well, who's supposed to lose this weekend while the Niners are supposed to win, which almost puts the Lions potentially out of the playoffs. How do the Jags and Lions have better odds than the Niners?
Well, you have to look at who they're going to play in the playoffs and then who are the 49ers going to play. So when you look on the NFC side, you see the Rams, the Seahawks, the Packers. I mean, these teams are in the NFC. And not to mention the Eagles. These are teams that are very good teams that probably everyone I just mentioned will be favored over almost any AFC team. That's the reason why. It's the competition within the conferences.
And you've got Houston at 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. Is that just kind of slanted to the fact that their defense is such a difference maker for them as opposed to any other team that might be in contention outside of Denver?
Well, again, it's about getting there again, and they have a chance to get there. Yeah, when you look at the defenses in the AFC, the Bills, they don't have any. They haven't had any for a few years. They have to outscore people. The Patriots' defense isn't bad. Broncos isn't bad. And then there's the Texans. So they're the fourth choice in the AFC. And out of those three teams I mentioned ahead of them, they're capable of beating those teams any night.
Johnny Avello is with us here on Willard and Dibbs, DraftKings Director of Sports Operations. I wonder if people are – I'm always curious about this. For instance, do you have the Niners game this weekend? Is it at 12.5 or 13 at your house right now?
I think we're still 12.5.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's a big number, and I get everybody understands the Niners are way better than Titans. As an odds maker, take me through how you arrive at that number. Like, that's so random. 11, 14.5. How do you get to an exact number on this?
We take their power rating, and I'll give you, for instance, let's say out of 100, the 49ers power rating is, let's call it a 92. And then the Titans power rating is an 82. So the 49ers are 10 points better than them on a neutral field. And then we give the 49ers a couple of points for home field advantage. And that's how we come to our number. Now, there's a little bit more that goes into it. I explained it in a simple way. But we did open this game 12.5. We're still at 12.5. They're betting the 49ers. I'm not going to be surprised if we end up going to 13 on this game. The Titans only have a couple wins. Both wins are on the road. Both wins were against much more inferior teams than the 49ers. So the 49ers are going to be played this week, not only with the spread, they're going to be bet in all the same game parlays, all the money line parlays. And so we will be heavily weighted on that side come the weekend.
And one of five games that is a, quote, super favorite, as I like to call them, Johnny, teams that are favored by 10 or more. And those teams are 9-8-1 against the spread this year. The one that I'm fascinated by is the Seahawks giving 14 to the Colts. So you've got your power ratings, and then you've got the Colts with a quarterback who might be our age or maybe not. How do you go about hanging a number in a game like that?
he's not my age, but
he's probably between. He's closer to me than you, but yeah,
you look great, Johnny.
You look fantastic, but your power ratings, I'm sure, don't have Seattle 14 points better than Indy.
Definitely not. Well, they did. What the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Line on this game was about 3.5. Seahawks when the Colts have all their players, but they don't have all their players. They're going with a rookie quarterback from Notre Dame who has very limited experience, or they're going with Phillip Rivers who, you know, just called him out of the gym and said, "Hey, you feel like playing football?" And he goes, "Yeah, I think I can still throw the football." So, I mean, this team right now is going in a bad direction, first of all, as far as winning and losing, and second of all, how do you compete in this league without at least a half-decent quarterback? Now, Riley Leonard wasn't bad in college, but, you know, I didn't think that he would turn into any kind of a quality pro, and he still might. But to throw him in the fire like this against this team in Seattle, who's one of the most toughest home fields there is because of the noise factor, just asking a lot here. So that's the reason. I mean, think about it. If Seahawks score first in this game, well, they're halfway home already, right? So that's we have to put up a number here that makes sense to get people to at least think about the Colts side.
All right, Johnny, we'll let you leave us with this, and this is an unfair hypothetical question, but it fits into a debate that we've been having today because of the comments of Joe Burrow yesterday in Cincinnati, where he sounded like he wasn't sure if he wanted to play football or play for the Bengals anymore. You said the spread for the Niners right now, they are 12.5-point favorites against the Titans. What would the spread be if Joe Burrow was their quarterback?
It would be just a little, probably about maybe 15. It wouldn't be that much higher. I mean, San Francisco has a system, and just play within that system. Now, Joe Burrow, you know, you can open it up a little more with a guy like Joe Burrow, but you still don't look at the receivers that he has in Cincinnati, and he doesn't even have Ayuk to throw to on this team. So, you know, it's not like it's the greatest situation to come into.
Johnny, always great to see you. You do. You look great. You look just like Philip Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for hanging for a bit.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
All right, Johnny Avello.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.